Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Blue Skies Dronecast, all about the DJI Mini 3. Now, this audio clip has basically been taken from our Facebook Live video that was posted earlier today on the 10th of May, and we thought you'd all like to listen to the audio on the podcast as well. So here we go. Okay, so we got another countdown. Oh, it's tense, isn't it? It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
So what's it? A twist in the plot. So wonder what's technically twisting for it to be a twist.
Yeah, there's got to be something like that, hasn't there, I think? Yeah. I'm just going to turn the YouTube volume down a bit for me. There we go. Yeah, their taglines are always a little bit like that, aren't they?
Always a bit ambiguous, and sometimes they do come in, but I don't know, twisting the plot a little bit, whether it's physically they've twisted something. Craft, I don't know. 14 seconds this end. Here we go. They do like the suspense. Mini 3 Pro is confirmed.
Oh yeah.
As usual, lovely images.
These people are always very lucky on their holidays, aren't they? Going off and exploring everything.
Yeah, I never go on these kind of little jaunts.
God, it can look up as well. That's great. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I think I saw somewhere it can look 60 degrees up.
Gone.
Full 90 degrees down and 60 degrees up. Just incredible.
Oh, there we go. Tri-directional. Cool. Yeah, I do like the front, actually, with that gimbal. It's very,
Yeah, it's growing on me, the look on.
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest, I didn't know it would be able to look up like that, actually. That's interesting.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you will be able to get some really cool shots with being able to look up like that. And, that one going onto the bridge, looking up at the girl. And pulling back. Yeah, really nice. So far.
Looks to be quite good in low light as well, doesn't it, actually?
4K 60 frames per second, slow motion, 1080p 120 frames per second. 1080i is so nice.
Yeah, I said the camera can turn. Just looked at the gimbal, looks like it can sort of do portrait in it as well, maybe, or not? Just that last little bit made me sort of think, hang on a minute, that looked interesting.
Definitely confirmed under 249 grams. That's the key thing with the aircraft.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, not much more information about that, though, unfortunately. But and nothing else. I think that's it.
That was a mini. Out to us, I was expecting a little bit more than that in terms of, I don't know. That was literally just a trailer.
Yeah, I thought they might have had someone on stage and stuff, you know, like they sometimes do, but I guess maybe not this time.
Wow, no. That's it. So
there we go. But yeah, what we were expecting then, basically, wasn't it? I think really the Mini 3 now exists. No pricing. I'm sure there'll be countless other videos to watch, though, that have probably just appeared.
Oh, no doubt. So I'm just having a quick look over on the DJI website now. So it's officially out.
Great.
A bit disappointed they haven't released two versions. So it does look like it is just the Mini 3 Pro.
Okay.
Just on the website now. So under 249 grams, tri-directional optical sensing, 4K HDR video. Nice. extended battery life. We'll get to that in just a moment. Oh yeah, true yeah. vertical shooting. You did spot that. Does it do vertical shooting?
Yeah. Oh wow, that's cool.
That's new. That is.
That's clever, isn't it? Yeah, because the gimbal kind of did that, and then it went, sort of turned on itself like that. It was odd. Yeah. So that's obviously a feature.
Yeah, that's very cool. Especially, I suppose now, because a lot of people obviously do reels on Instagram, or especially got TikTok as well. A lot of them are portrait now. So the fact that you can natively do it without, just being able to natively get the shots portrait, I suppose, is quite a game changer for people who shoot a lot on social media.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess it is for that. Yeah.
So just moving down a bit, so we've got remarkably mini. Yeah, so that's just confirming 249 grams or less than. 1/1.3-inch sensor, so yeah, bigger than the Mini 2, which is nice. Nice that is confirmed. Let's have a quick look. Oh, cool. Yeah, there's just a little animation. I just keep scrolling down. You see the gimbal turn. That was really cool.
Ah, that's brilliant. Awesome. Yeah,
I'm just going back up on the animation. Oh, yeah, so.
Come on, I'm gonna have
okay. So the camera bit must be on. So it's still attached to the gimbal, it must have like a little.
Right.
Just rotate. It's
like,
not like
a pivot.
Rotates are they? The camera.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Literally, yeah, I see.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. I like that.
Yeah, the gimbal's actually very different to other gimbals, actually, isn't it? Because it's like held either side, left and right, and can sort of, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's a very, very different design, isn't it? It's very, 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 very clever.
Just having a quick read of the next bit. So Mini 3 Pro Sports, a completely new look that is optimised to get the more out of every flight. Large propellers, aerodynamic body tilt, and a powerful obstacle sensing system. The Streamline design allows for increased flight time and safety. The reimagined gimbal offers a wider rotation range for low angle shots and true vertical shooting, allowing endless creative opportunities. Every aspect of this facelift has been carefully considered to take Mini to never before seen heights. Very nice.
Yeah, and I think HDR is new, isn't it? Have they been doing that much?
I'm not sure if HDR has been on the Mini 2 or not. If you've
not
you
on, definitely not still... on the.
Excuse me. If anyone does know, pop it in the comments on Facebook if you're currently watching. So, if Mini 2 does do HDR, just pop it in the comments.
Yeah, I don't think it does. Obviously, got avoidance. Looks quite interesting as well, doesn't it? It's like got front-facing sensor on the back. It looks like as it's flying forward and tilted, it's using the back obstacle avoidance to look ahead of itself rather than looking down. If that makes sense, you probably scroll down and see that, Adam. That's quite interesting because obviously, if you're flying forwards, the aircraft's actually nose down, so the collision avoidance isn't as good. So if it's coming from the back, it can obviously see ahead of itself. That's clever.
Nice. So we've got fly by day, fly by night. So it looks like it's. Obviously, always the promotional images on DJI's website always look stunning, regardless of what they shot. But that does look stunning. So quite happy with that. So just going.
It looks like there are two controllers as well, like you were saying, Adam. One for your phone
is
and
there?
One.
Ah, I haven't got that far down yet.
Nah.
4K HDR video. Yeah, 120 frames per second in HD. 48 megapixels, 4K, 60 frames per second, so that's nice. Descending light color mode, again, very nice if you do like to do your own grading.
Yeah.
So that's very good. Okay, yeah, so tri-directional obstacle sensing. Oh, yeah. I see what you mean now. I'm just on the bit now.
It's clever, isn't it?
See how it pivots.
Oh, yeah, it can do backwards and forwards motion. Yeah, so that's very cool. Maybe I'm thinking that's... Oh, I was getting a bit confused. I think that's obviously when it goes backwards, it uses that one maybe instead.
It uses the top one, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that actually just then. Yeah, fine. Okay, yeah, that's clever. Yeah, that's very good, isn't it?
Okay, so the advanced pilot assistance systems 4 detects objects in the aircraft's flight path in real time. So again, a lot of more AI going into this to help you avoid crashing into other things, which obviously wasn't there on the Mini 2.
No.
So it's nice that they're bringing this technology into that small form factor.
Yeah, it's a huge step up, I think, isn't it, from the Mini 2? It seems like almost like it's a different drone, to be honest, you know.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm surprised there's something. Yeah. I kind of see why they put the Pro on the end. That's it now. That's the standard. It's now Pro. Then the next iteration, they'll, well, a couple of generations, they'll drop the Pro.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I could see there now they've got the two controllers, so that's nice. Okay, both controllers offer a max video bitrate of 18 megabits delivered at an ultra low latency of 120 milliseconds. Nice.
Oh, cool.
So a couple images there on the true video shootings. Ah, so it looks like you can... I wonder if you can... I'm guessing you'll be able to rotate it mid-flight? I'm guessing if you want to...
Yes.
Ah, yes, you can. I've just seen...
Yeah, looking at the little... paraglider.
Like, yeah, partway through you can tilt it. Mm. So there's some, obviously some really cool shots that you'll be able to get from that. Okay, so we've got panorama in there, which is nice. Quick transfer. Instantly ready to share your creations. Mini 3 supports high-speed Wi-Fi download at 30 megabits per second. Okay, so yeah, you can send your images over. That's fine. Yeah. Okay, so I've just reached the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly at the price now. That's always the scary bit. So two-way charging hubs. So can hold and power three batteries in sequence. Nice. ND filters, another nice necessity in the remote controller as well. So let's have a look.
I've just got to the price.
So 709 Great British pounds. I'm just clicking the buy now button to
see what happens.
Different options. Okay.
Yeah, so... Matt won't mind, will he? If we just buy one.
No, absolutely not.
It's what he'd want, I think.
Okay, so we've got the Mini 3 Pro. That one is £709. It looks like if you want the controller, so the controller with the built-in screen, that is £859. So it's a steep... This is actually a big jump up in terms of price. I mean, if you're looking at Is it about 560 for the Mini 2 off the top of my head?
Maybe that was the Flymore. I think it's a little bit cheaper than that if you just literally get the drone... on its own. I think it's about £450, something like that. So
just have a quick look. Okay, yeah, so £550 for the Mini 2 Flymore combo.
Yeah.
So that's top of the range Mini 2 with all the gubbins, whereas this one, actually, so if you go for the bare minimum, which is, in fact, if you want the Mini 3 Pro without a remote controller, so it doesn't come with anything already, so you can use the DJI Remote Control N1 if you do already own one. £639. The basic one with the standard controller, the DJI RC N1, £709. Mini 3 Pro with the brand new one with the screen built in, £859.
Okay.
And then Flymore kit is £159. So if you're looking... So basically, you're just over £1,000 if you're going for the full works, if you're going for the one
everything
with the screen, Flymore kits. So that's a steep,
yeah. Even just on its own, I guess it's slightly less than double the Mini 2. So yeah, that's what you're looking at, I guess.
So
but
where,
from all the features,
So where does that put the Air 2S then? Because the Air 2S,
yeah,
is that about 1,000? That's about so you're probably it's actually putting pretty much on par with the Air 2S. I wonder if this is DJI almost going. There's no point going for the Air 2S now.
Yeah, I guess it'll be more to do with the hardcore camera specs potentially would make you change your mind. But to me, it almost looks like this aircraft. And then if you want something better, it would be the Mavic 3 or something. Actually, it seems
to be it.
You know,
Lee Sainsbury's just put in the comments that he has one. He's activating it tonight. Do we need photos, videos, reviews? Yes, please. We would love to see what you can what you can send us.
Give
us your thoughts.
He was the chap from Argos, I think. Not from Argos, but who bought it from Argos. That's right.
From,
I remember now.
Argos.
Yeah.
Lee, if you bought it from Argos, then well done.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know what you think of it. It looks incredible, actually. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. It's I do really like the look of it. I just gives me heart palpitations at the price jump.
But it's not like normal DJI iterations, is it? It's not like, slightly better camera and a little bit longer flight time. This is a totally different animal. So I'd feel happier spending my money on this than just a small little jump, I think, actually, to be honest. That's but then again, I can justify anything most of the time. So it doesn't matter what I think.
I think in terms of safety, it's definitely one to go for. I mean, Christ, having that amount of obstacle avoidance on that little small drone. It's
exactly.
It's interesting because you can see the way that the certified drones, I think, are going to go. I think this will be almost the standard for certified drones, as you know, the full obstacle avoidance.
Yeah.
All around. So, yeah, the chances of anything happening are minimal, provided you followed all the safety procedures.
Yeah, that's it. And it's under 250 grams, which you just wouldn't believe looking at the picture of it. You'd be like, that's
quite a
chunky aircraft, but it's amazing. How have they done that? That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Where have they shaved off the extra few grams?
It's
interesting.
All made out.
So, obviously, I think as part of the rumours, we thought there was going to be a bigger battery, an optional bigger battery. It looks like that's not on here. I can't see anything.
The only thing I would think of is that how would they do it? Because surely the bigger battery would be bigger itself. So it would have to be a bit higher, would it? And obviously it would weigh more. That's not the problem. But how would they physically fit it in? That's what I wouldn't know. But yeah, maybe that was just a wishful rumor as opposed to something that was happening.
It was. Maybe. Just having a quick look at some of the, if there is anything on the DJI kind of accessories. So single battery is about £59, charging hub £39. You get them in the Fly More kit anyway, but it's worth knowing.
Yeah.
Two chargers, 30 watt USB-C charger, and there's an 18 watt one.
Nice.
Again, I think they don't come as standard, and obviously you don't need the DJI ones exactly because it is USB-C, but if you do want to keep it in the DJI brand, it's there. It's not too bad actually, £17 for the 30 watt one.
That's true.
If you want the branded. Yeah. ND filters, £45. Looks like you don't get them in the Flymore kit.
Oh.
But I think you did on the Mini 2, actually. I think on the Flymore combo, I think you got them included, possibly. So worth noting there, ND filters don't come as standard with the Flymore kit or the aircraft.
Yeah, that's it. And looking, actually, just going back to that battery, looking at the shape of them and the shape of the aircraft, it doesn't look as though there's any room or any little cutouts which would allow you to have more... Yeah. Volume anyway, so no, I don't think that's a thing, unfortunately.
That's it. And DJI Refresh for the Mini 3 Pro, £75 for 1 year, £119 for 2 years. So, you know what, actually, I would say for the price of this aircraft, might be worth going for. Hopefully, you'll never have to use it, but might be worth considering. I think that actually, that 2 year one's not too bad in the grand scheme of things, especially if you ever have to use it at once.
Lee said that actually that battery might exist, to be honest.
Interesting.
There's room inside the current battery potentially for more cells, interestingly. I suppose we'll see what happens. That's true. I hadn't thought of that.
That could inside.
So
Lee, have you opened the battery up then? if you're aware that there's only one cell in there, or does it say
maybe someone has
yes.
That's cool though, that's good. We'll see what happens.
That's very, very cool. Excellent. Well, I enjoyed this live one. Perhaps we'll have to do more.
That's it. Well, if anything happens, well, I say if, when something else happens
when something
like this.
Happens.
Yeah, that's it. It will happen. And I think they're quite straightforward. It seems like we got the audio sorted out, actually, which was good. So everyone can hear what we're both saying.
We might just have to re-record a quick introduction for the YouTube version, possibly.
Potentially, yeah. That's it. Or subtitle.
That's it. So this will be going up on YouTube, hopefully today, if you do want to have a look at it. And we'll also be looking at putting it up on the podcast channel as well, if anybody does want to listen to us talking about this, provided obviously the audio quality's come through okay.
We'll see about that. Cool. Well, I think that's pretty much everything, isn't it, really? So hope you enjoyed it, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one, I suppose.